And now it's time for an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the November ballot. Today we're talking about California's Proposition 22. Here's KALW's Imran Ali Malik.
Prop 22 is the app-based drivers as contractors initiative. Remember AB 5, the so-called gig worker bill that was signed into law last year in California? That law aimed to remove ambiguities around whether gig workers would be classified as independent contractors or employees. And while it applied to all types of freelancers, the bill was largely seen as going after Uber and Lyft to get them to provide healthcare and other benefits to their drivers. Now, Uber, Lyft, and other app-based driving companies are trying to override AB 5. That's where Prop 22 comes in. The ballot measure would specifically define app-based drivers as independent contractors, not employees. It would also create labor laws specific to these contractors, like a guaranteed minimum earning standard, sick leave, and injury protection. Prop 22 is funded with over $100 million from Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Postmates, and Instacart. Notable opponents to the bill include Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, Senator Kamala Harris, and labor unions like the Transport Workers Union of America. They see Prop 22 as a way for some of Silicon Valley's richest companies to avoid paying for basic protections for the people that operate their businesses on the ground. Opponents to the bill say that Prop 22 aims to create a permanent underclass of workers. So, a vote yes on Prop 22 supports app-based drivers and companies enacting their own specific labor laws that allow drivers to continue as contractors. But if you vote no, the current law on the books about contractors will continue to apply to companies like Uber and Lyft. For more election coverage, go to KALW.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Imran Ali Malik.